tonight. So I wanted to give everybody a little background. Purium Health Products is a company that was founded on the belief that that we are in a crisis as a country, as a race, and that crisis has been created by the lack of quality in the food that we eat. In fact, the compromises in the food that we eat have led to the compromises in the health that we experience, and we are absolutely dedicated to that cause. We have been for 20 years, and when people were looking other directions and laughing at organic food and laughing at the warnings that we gave them, you know, I don't even like to say who's laughing now, because no one should be laughing at the situation we're in. But I know that we've been proven to be accurate. And so one of the things we warned about is this continuing erosion in the quality of our food. And Amy's put together an amazing list of facts to warn you about an impending danger, a dark cloud that's been hanging over our country that we must face, we must address, we can't ignore. And that dark cloud is the cloud of genetically modified organisms. And genetically modified organisms are nothing more than an attempt at big agriculture to control food. And there's a story I tell about the Romans. There was a time when the Romans controlled or wanted to control the world. They said the sun never set on the Roman Empire. And the way the Romans controlled the people whom they who they went to war with and basically dominated was through taxation. And that taxation is the reason why Jesus was born in a manger, by the way. The Romans needed to count how many people there were so that they could tax them. And the census was the way to count them. Well, the reason I tell you that is because there's a saying that said all roads lead to Rome. And the reason why is because Rome controlled the food. And if you didn't pay your taxes, then Rome did not feed you. And they would punish you with starvation. And so there is a new set of Romans in the world. The new Romans in the world are the big agricultural companies who would control you and tax every bite that goes into your mouth. And if you could grow your own food, if you could sustain yourself, then they cannot tax you. And so they've created ways to put things like Terminator genes and other horrific genetic modifications into plants. And Amy's got some details to share with you about an issue we could no longer ignore, an issue that is like a roof at the door, a dark cloud over our heads of our future, of our children. So Amy, thank you for putting together the information that you're about to share. And I want to thank everyone for being on the call tonight. I want to encourage you to rise up to this challenge that's facing us today.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It's a challenge. It's like we were joking earlier. We said it's a monster in our cupboard. You know, like our kids, we have these little sayings. We have these little stories. You know, there's a monster in the closet. There's a whole movie made about that, you know, Monsters, Inc. and such. But it's not really evident. It's not really right there out in front of us. It's hiding in our cupboards. And these things are called genetically modified organisms, or you may have heard it as genetically engineered foods or genetically engineered or genetic modification. There's a few different ways.
Or just GMOs.
Or just GMOs, exactly. And so these things are scary. These things, you told a story a long time ago, Dave, and if you can conjure it back up, it was called Frankenfood. Do you remember that story that you used to tell when we did trade shows years and years ago?
Absolutely. You know, Frankenstein was a scientist's attempt to recreate humanity in a laboratory. And Frankenfood is a scientist's attempt to recreate food in a laboratory. And just like Frankenstein really, you know, became a monster because it didn't have the heart or the soul that really made it, that really makes a person a person. And this food does not have the basic integrity that makes a food a food. And so this new food has been so changed, it really is, you know, like a horse by committee or like Frankenstein. You know, man cannot recreate what God and nature have perfected. And it is our folly, it will be our downfall if we do not wake up to the realization that this is a true and present danger that we have to face and that we have to change.
Exactly. And, you know, like Frankenstein, he's a big, ugly monster. You know, he sticks out in a crowd. But what's extra scary about these genetically modified organisms or these GMOs is they don't. They look beautiful. They fit in the grocery store. You don't even know when you're picking it up and purchasing it and bringing it into your home and feeding it to your kids. And that's one thing that we really wanted to call some attention to tonight, is that these GMOs are all around us. These genetically modified organisms for about the last 20 years have crept their way into our food supply, and half the time we don't even know it. And what's really crazy is that like 90% of Americans are supporting the mandatory labeling of these genetically modified or these genetically engineered foods. But guess what? Our government that's supposed to be out there protecting us doesn't really want to do it. And we have to ask ourselves why. But it's not even that important why. What's important is that we need to know. We need to be aware. And we can't just be fooled by how beautiful that tomato looks or how nice, you know, that vegetable looks in the market or how nice that cut of meat looks, because you just can't tell. It's not like Frankenstein. It's not a big, ugly monster. These are beautiful, nice-looking food products all over your local market that you just don't know. So, again, what is a genetically modified organism? Well, it's basically the result of a laboratory process that takes genes from one species and inserts them into another species in an attempt to obtain like a desired trait or characteristic. It's also called transgenic organism. So basically, do these scientists or do these food companies want to make something maybe more drought resistant? Well, that would be a good reason in their mind to genetically modify something. Do you want to make something more heat resistant? Do you want to make something grow bigger really fast so it does the growing time, you know, doesn't take as long? There's all these reasons why these things have been genetically modified over the years, and nobody really told us. And so you may think, well, gosh, I've been hearing for, you know, centuries and years and years and years about, you know, tree grafting, like apples and oranges and citrus. You graft a tree onto another tree. You know, it's not always started from a seedling. Or crossbreeding of animals to make a
better cow or pig or whatever.
Exactly.
It might be.
Or even hybridizing of seeds to make, you know, a stronger or more beautiful or vibrant flower. Well, and you say, well, is this the same? Is this what we're talking about? And absolutely not. This is not what we're talking about. Genetic engineering is really completely different than these kind of traditional breeding techniques of, say, you know, hybridizing or grafting or things like that. And by doing this, it really creates some unique risks. So basically, like in traditional breeding scenarios, you know, it's possible, like Dave mentioned, to mate like one type of cow with another type of cow to produce maybe a stronger, you know,
A third type of cow,
exactly. But what we're talking about is, say, taking a cow and fusing it or putting it with a gene of, say, a potato or, say, of a mouse to try to create something. So you see, it's absolutely incredible that scientists, that man is trying to do this and is succeeding at doing this. And typically, you know, with genetic engineering, scientists can breach the barrier set up by nature. Like in nature, a cow can never mate with a mouse. It's just impossible, will never happen. But in a laboratory, scientists can make that happen. And just think about it. I mean, that is so absolutely unnatural. It's so unnatural to think that in a beautiful red tomato that you may be consuming on your salad, which you think is a really great thing to be feeding to your family, that it might have fish genes spliced inside of it. You're thinking, how is that possible?
What if you're a vegetarian?
I know. I mean, that's just not even ethical, you know, and you have no earthly idea because nobody's labeling this. No one is disclosing this right now. And so the results are plants or even animals with traits that would be, you know, virtually impossible, absolutely impossible to obtain with natural processes. You know, this would never happen, you know, outside of a laboratory. And so then we think, well, how is this crazy stuff being done? And when I read this, I was really shocked. One of the most predominant ways that this genetically modifying of organisms is being done is by using viruses and bacteria to infect the animal or plant cell with the new DNA from the other organism. So, I mean, think about this. We're using viruses or bacteria to infect and to spread this DNA out into other cells. I mean, that could just be dangerous all in itself. Also, they're developing these little special guns that they can use to fire little teeny metal pellets that have been coated with this foreign DNA onto it, firing it into cells or injecting the new DNA into fertilized eggs with very fine needles. So, I mean, we're going to extraordinary lengths to make this happen. And again, this would never, ever happen in nature. When you have to go to such extraordinary measures to make it happen, it just doesn't seem natural. It doesn't seem like it would be good for you. And so what are some of the problems created through these genetically engineered foods and these crops that we're creating? Well, genetic engineers continually encounter unintended side effects when they're experimenting, when they're doing these things and creating these new genetically modified organisms. So basically, the genetically modified organism, the plant, it can create a toxin when this other DNA is introduced to it. It can react to weather differently. It can have way too much of a certain nutrient or way too little of a certain nutrient. It can, the plant or the animal can become diseased. It can malfunction or it can even die. And sometimes when foreign genes are inserted, dormant genes may be activated or the functioning of genes are altered, which create new or unknown proteins or increase or decrease the output of existing proteins inside the plant. So the effects of consuming these new combinations of all these proteins, they're just unknown. I mean, because that's what allergies are. It's our bodies reacting to proteins. If these foreign proteins are getting out, you know, out of the digestive system and into our body, that's what allergies are, reacting to these different proteins. And so if you're having these unknown combinations of proteins entering your body and entering your body on a pretty much daily basis, you'd be really surprised, even if you eat a pretty healthy and clean diet, how much genetically modified foods you may be ingesting. And so really, it's pretty scary. So let's talk about what foods contain genetically modified organisms. Well, if you eat any processed food out there, if you buy processed food, if you buy food at the grocery store, you probably have this in your pantry. About 94% of the soy crop that's grown is genetically modified. About 90% of the canola crop, so if you buy canola oil, it's 90% of it genetically modified. Sugar beets, 95%. And this is pretty shocking, 88% of corn. And, I mean, if you look at almost any processed food, you're going to find soy or corn in it. 88% of corn is genetically modified. Also, zucchini and yellow squash are highly genetically modified, along with Hawaiian papaya. So you go to the grocery store and you buy this really nice papaya and you think you're doing something really great for yourself. Well, 50% of the time you are buying a genetically modified fruit right there. And so then you're like, well, what am I supposed to eat? Because when I think about it, things with soy protein, soy lecithin, corn starch, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, pretty much over 90% of the time, they contain genetically modified organisms. And so that's why organic is so important, because, and we'll do a whole other call and Monday Morning Health Minute, and Dave could talk for hours on the importance of organic, but such a important factor of organic is that genetically modified organisms are not allowed. And so when you see that something is certified organic, you can be sure that it does not contain these things that we're talking about here, and that none of the ingredients contain genetically modified organisms. So it's out there, and there are health dangers to this, and there are a number of dangers that broadly fall into the category of just toxins, allergens, carcinogens, just new diseases that we don't even know yet, antibiotic-resistant diseases, and, of course, nutritional problems. And so then you say, but we have all these government agencies, we have all these people in big government that are out there that are supposed to be protecting us, right? And, well, really the answer is no. This genetically modified organism business is absolutely so big, it's so pervasive, and really no studies have been done except studies that say that genetically modified organisms do survive inside the stomach of people who eat GMO food. And after we found that out, that yes, they do survive, they stay inside our bodies, we decided no follow-up studies were necessary. So, but other studies that have been done on animals have resulted in potentially like precancerous cell growth, you know, damaged immune system, damaged livers, odd-shaped cell nuclei, and other unexplained anomalies. So, you know, there definitely are problems. Also, as scientists have observed animals in the wild, they have described several types of animals, including cows, pigs, geese, deer, squirrels, even rats, that when given a choice, they avoid eating genetically modified foods. So that's got to tell you something. If a rat can discern the difference between a genetically modified organism and one that's not, and will choose the one that's not. So we as people, we as parents, as people, we deserve that right to be able to make that choice. So that's what we're here to talk about tonight, that we believe here at Purium Health Products that genetically modified organisms are something so important, we want to make a stand against it. We absolutely do not use any genetically modified ingredients in any of our products here at Purium Health Products, because we just don't know. There's not been enough research out there. We just don't know, and what we can hypothesize and what we can gather is that there is a problem. It's not what God, it's not what Mother Nature intended, and so we don't believe in that, and we definitely stand behind that everyone has the right to make an informed decision. And although sometimes certified organic is not available nationwide all year long, and so that's okay. Sometimes we can't afford certified organic all year long, but we do have the right to know. We do have the right to make those informed decisions. And so there's a law right now that's been proposed in California called Proposition 37, and that law is to increase consumer awareness, and it would require the labeling of any product containing a genetically modified food. And this is not something that's new. The European Union, China, and several other countries have already done this, but for some reason, the United States of America, the most progressive country in the world, has not done this. And so you do kind of have to ask yourself why, but that's not what we're here to talk about tonight. We're here to talk about the awareness. Be aware of what you're putting in your body. Be aware of what you're feeding your children, and also be aware that with Purium Health Products, Dave and I have done that due diligence for you, and there are no genetically modified organisms in the foods that we produce.
That is very well put. That's such an amazing amount of information in such a short time. And I hope that everybody is with us tonight just will realize that what you need to do, what everyone needs to do, is they need to find a brand that they could trust, a manufacturer they could trust. And I want to let you know that we do identity testing. We do safety testing. We are the manufacturer. We are the guard at the door, the gatekeeper, so that when you put something in your mouth that comes from Purium Health Products, you've got a list of guarantees that I don't think any other company makes. And so, you know, from the Love Super Meal and all the way down the line, Purium Health Products, non-GMO, you know, we focus on organic, pure, raw food, the best superfoods on the planet. And we want to encourage you to begin to experience what life and what longevity and what health and what sharing life and longevity and health feels like. So, Amy, fantastic job tonight. To everybody who joined us on the call, thank you for taking time out of your precious life. And we look forward to having you back with us. You know, again, we're on the air every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for one reason or another. So please tune in. We'd love to have you with us.